sat down with Jim Perry this week to talk to him about his new EP, Dystopia, and asked him what drove him or inspired him to create such a statement piece album.
You know, throughout my whole career, I've been basically a guitar player who also plays keyboards, a rock musician, and then I kind of discovered the blues when the new century came around. This project, it's different because it just formulated in my head. It almost force-fed itself on me because it's about the world around us. And I always like to think of my music as a reflection of what I see and what I feel. There were times in my career where I was consciously trying to create something commercial so I could become a rock star or whatever, you know, however you put it. But this is an honest musical adventure. It just formulated itself. I'll tell you exactly how it started. I had been reading up, maybe reading a little too much, getting a little obsessed with reading about political situations, getting really frustrated with the whole Trump thing. And then COVID hit, but it was really basically the Trump era that just caused my head to explode in a way, creatively.
Yeah.
So I started hearing noises in my head, thumping, like marchers that were 100 feet tall, just coming right over me. And I know that sounds strangely graphic, but that's really what was going on. And then I started thinking, dun, 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 you know, it started manifesting itself in my head musically. So to make a long story short, even though it's already long, I started off with the theme to Dystopia. It started formulating itself in my head. And from there I said, wait a minute, I got to do something with this. But that's where it started.
Wow. Well, Dystopia, the first track, is really emotional. You can hear it. It's angry. It's what is going on kind of feeling to it. Dystopia, it's the utopia ruined. And that's what is kind of what's going on in the world.
Right.
So we're going to hear the first two tracks from your album, which is Dystopia and then The Great Unrest, right here on WCUW. Thanks, Jim, for coming in, and then we'll talk more, and I'm so happy to have you in. This is great.
Thanks, Gail.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Tune to 91.3 on the FM dial, online at WCUW.org. And we're here with Jim Perry listening to his new album, Dystopia. We just heard the first two tracks, the title track, Dystopia, and The Great Unrest. Great stuff, Jim. I'm so happy that you're in on my show to talk about this. You know, I have to ask, do you worry about offending people that don't agree with your views?
You know, it's funny you should say that, because in the past, I have worried about that. A lot. And part of it is because, you know, the people, I hate to divide it into sides, but that's the way it is. People on the other side are eager to push you back down if you come out honestly about what you're really feeling. Being sort of a public figure, musician, who really covets his, you know, following, I didn't want to offend anybody. I didn't want to suddenly, you know, break up the following that I've developed. Now that I look back on it, I think it was cowardly in a way. But a lot of people were like that. And it got me thinking, who's writing political music anymore? Who's writing? And really no one is. You know, people in the hip-hop community, I suppose they do. They have a lot of different reasons for doing it, but whatever happened to Ohio and the times they are changing and stuff like that. So, well, this time I decided I was cheating myself, and I really have passionate feelings about these things. And I mean, what better way to express it than musically?
And like you said, it's not like you this stuff came to you out of frustration and emotion about the politics, so it's not your fault. you had to do it.
That's right. Now, I have a musician friend who actually is originally from the Worcester area. He was in a band called Fate back in the 60s. He lives in Lancaster, Pennsylvania now, and his name is George A. Wallace. He writes very atmospheric music, and he's a professional composer, and he has been for his whole adult life. He recently wrote a song called War No More. And he put down in his comment to me, I felt like I had to write it.
Yeah.
Almost like it wrote itself. And I thought, damn, that's what's happening with me.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened with this whole project. I felt like I was throwing it up, and there it is, you know?
Yeah.
I couldn't help it, but it was great.
So the one other question I wanted to ask is, you've worked with Roger LaValle before.
Oh, I've worked with Roger LaValle since the mid-90s, since I started recording seriously beyond my earlier bands.
And so what brings you back to Roger? Because this album is, he did an amazing job.
Two things. Probably more like 20 things, but because he's so good. Two things. One is that his ears are so unbelievable as far as getting the best sound. He's passionate about it. The other reason is because he's the perfect engineer for a producer-minded musician. When I go in, I have a vision. I know what I want to hear. I will describe it to him, and bingo.
Wow.
There it is. It's like he climbs inside your head with you. The guy is unbelievable.
He gets it.
Yeah. I don't hesitate to call him a genius.
So we're going to hear the next two tracks, Down the Rabbit Hole and Ballad of the Richest Man.
Let's talk about Rabbit Hole first. Rabbit Hole is, out of all the songs besides the four songs in the middle, that's the only one that was freshly written for the project from beginning to end. Rabbit Hole is very sarcastic. It's spoken from the mouths of two people who have jumped into the rabbit hole and believe, you know, conspiracy theorists.
Yep.
People who will just, you know, believe anything you tell them so that they can have some kind of value in their lives. I don't know. Or something to believe in and fight for.
Or justification for their hate.
Yeah, right.
You know?
And there's so many people like that. If you really look seriously at what they're saying and what they really believe, there's almost this dark humor to it.
Mm.
So I decided to make the song, to give the song a little bit of a humorous edge, because it's so pathetic. Really, that's why. Because, you know, this type of person and the type of beliefs that they have and the things that they do with their lives in order to pursue those beliefs is really sad.
Yeah.
So sad that it can be funny. There's a fine line between humor and pathos or whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I just started writing it, and it became this third person thing where it was these other people talking. So I had fun with it.
And then the next tune after Rabbit Hole is The Ballad of the Richest Man. Where'd that come about?
Well, it was originally a song that was, the lyrics were written by my friend Ken Jason, who's my longtime lyricist. But as far as this song is concerned, it was written during the Reagan years.
That's when it started. That's when all this crap started.
But it was, Trump was pretty well known even back then.
Mm.
And I know he partially had Trump in mind. Hmm. I think it was during the Marla Maples years or something.
Oh,
geez. So anyway, it was just a song about people who loved power, loved prestige and beautiful wives and money, 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 money. The richest man in wasteland. Basically meaning it doesn't add up to anything. I've kept all the lyrics that Ken has written for me. You know, I have them in this big bin in the basement of my house. And I remember looking through them after I came up with this project idea. Boom, there was this song title, Richest Man in Wasteland.
Perfect.
I pulled it out, modernized it, and made it specifically about Donald J. Trump.
Gail Hunt here with Jim Perry. We're listening to his new album, Dystopia. He has a CD release party planned right here in the front room at WCUW on June 19th at 1:30 in the afternoon. It's a great six-song EP, and it has got a lot of emotion and political, basically, the great unrest.
Coming to our neighborhood. They really look different, they're up to no good. Well, they got weird names and funny clothes. Their hair looks gross. They got rings in their nose. up, I'll probably be the last. And people like me, we're gonna fade into the past. I'm gonna sign up and fight the man. We're saving our country. That's the master plan. What's wrong with everybody? Open your eyes and see. Grab a gun and fight for your liberty. Climb down the rabbit hole with me. Take away my way of life. Well, they want my guns and my kids and my wife. Well, I'm gonna join a radical group. Yeah, we'll plan some attacks. We're out of the loop. Well, they're stealing my freedom by the light of the moon. They're hiding little boys in a basement room. They're only selling pizza, that's what they say. They think they're fooling us. We're gonna make them pay. What's wrong with everybody? Open your eyes and see. Grab a gun and fight for your liberty. Climb down the rabbit hole with me. Business. His daddy taught him well. He made his deals. He spun the wheels. He learned to buy and sell. Buy and sell. He built his ivory towers. Put his name up in the sky. He picked the people's pockets as they tried to walk on by. Walk on by. He's the richest man in wasteland, living high off the corporate greed. He's got everything he ever wanted, but nothing that he really needs. Well, he goes to the finest parties. His clothes, he's got a face that the whole world sees, but no one really knows, really knows. He dines at the finest restaurants with his latest trophy wife. He's the envy of all that see him, but is it a happy life? Happy life. Man in wasteland, that he really needs. With the politicians, he just loves that power trip. He will not stop till he's on top and tightens up his grip. Let it rip. He climbed the corporate ladder and there's bodies in his wake, but he's never cared. He's got his share. The rest of the news is fake. It's all fake. He's the richest man in Wasteland, living high off the corporate greed. He's got everything he ever wanted, but nothing that he really needs. He's the richest man.
You're tuned to 91.3 on the FM dial, online at WCUW.org. I'm Gail Hunt, and I'm here with Jim Perry listening to his new album, Dystopia. We just heard Ballad of the Richest Man and Down the Rabbit Hole. Jim, we got a couple more tracks to play. I'd like to ask you who's on the CD. I know you did multiple instruments. Tell us a little more about what made this.
Sure. I play everything on the CD with a few exceptions. First, I got to mention that the drums aren't played by anyone.
Yeah.
They're basically put together. They're an idea formulated by Roger and myself. So when I would record the basic tracks to bring into the studio with Roger, I would just record a basic drum beat with pre-recorded drum apps that come with Pro Tools.
Yeah. And Roger is a master at the... The machinery.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Like, for example, in the song Dystopia, I said, I want it to sound like big, giant soldiers stomping on your head.
Because that's what you were hearing.
You know, the biggest drum sound you could possibly conjure up, and he did it.
Wow.
I had a few guests.
Yeah, I love the vocal work. I mean, yours, and tell us who's on here with you.
Okay. In Great Unrest, I got a lot of help. That was... the first complete song that I recorded. Mm-hmm. And I had a lot of help from the Brumbies, Brett and Lisa, well known in this area for bands like Brumbalon, She's Busy, the Brumbletones. They're wonderful people, huge benefit to the local music scene. Brett has a recording studio in their house. So I would send them the basic tracks. Can you guys add to this? And so that's how Brett added some extra guitar tracks. And then Lisa did those unbelievable background vocals. Wow. It's just astounding what she came up with. So they both did a fantastic job, sent it back to me. When I brought it to Roger, I had all these tracks prepared.
That's cool.
But I played everything else.
Of course you did. You're one of the best musicians I know. I mean, you're really, you kind of can do anything, so I'm not surprised.
Thank you. Allison McTavish sings background on Crazy World, which we're about to hear. I knew she had the right voice for it because it's kind of ethereal, and so is the melody of the song, and it worked out perfect. There's a part in the song where she sings her parts, and they all drop like that, you know?
Yeah.
Roger absolutely loved it when she did it in the studio, and he referred to it as sounding like a bunch of sirens just falling down to the earth.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And anyway, think about that when you come to that part.
All right. So,
and
this
so that was Allison McTavish, and that's it for, you know, the outside help. It was basically Allison and the Brumbies.
And whatever came to you in your head.
Yes. Yeah.
And Roger's.
And Roger, yeah. All over it.
All right, we're going to hear the last two tracks. Jim does have a CD release party here at WCUW in the front room on June 19th at 1:30 in the afternoon. You're tuned to WCUW. We're in Worcester at 91.3 on the FM dial and online at WCUW.org. Your community radio, hearing just a masterful CD here by Jim Perry called Dystopia.
Lie. Good has turned to bad, and
Dystopia Redux takes elements of dystopia and refocuses them. It really takes just one part musically of dystopia and pounds it away. And it's, I mean, I looked up Redux to make sure I was using the right word.
Yeah.
And it's perfect because it's a reimagining of something else.
Oh. You know? Well, I had to look up dystopia just to make sure I understood it. And it is utopia destroyed.
Yes.
So, and that's what the feeling is with the politics.
Right.
Yep.
It is what I'm feeling.
You're tuned to 91.3 on the FM dial, online at WCUW.org. I'm Gail Hunt, and I'm here with Jim Perry. We just listened to his 6-song EP, Dystopia. He's going to be having a CD release party here on June 19th at 1:30 in the afternoon. What's the scene going to be like on June 19th?
Recreating it with live musicians, to me, was like, you know, why? And it's because I look at the music of Dystopia as more like a work of art, like a sonic painting.
Yep.
You know, more like something you just got to experience for what it is,
yeah,
as opposed to, hey, this band is pretty good.
This is an emotional, I don't know, statement, too. It's not just a band playing a tune.
Right. It's not like, hey, I don't want a bunch of people to be turning to each other and rocking back and forth and going, hey, these guys are good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I've done that a million times, and I love it.
Yeah.
But this is a different thing. I'm going to do a couple of slightly avant-garde visuals. Brett is going to help me with that. You know, just small little visual touches. And also, I'm going to have some guests who are artists in their own right. Not musicians, but, mm-hmm, you know, like, I'm going to try and gather a couple of extra artists who will just be there with their wares, just to kind of add to the atmosphere of, you know, and there'll be hors d'oeuvres and things like that. But I'm going to talk a little bit about the music. Ken Jason, my songwriting partner, who had a stroke 11 years ago and has been out of commission, would love to have him there as a guest of honor. After all, his lyrics had a lot to do with pushing the creativity of it. As far as the event itself, there's no cover charge. You can make a donation type of thing. I did this project for me. This all came about because of how I felt. It was internal, and now I'm presenting it.
Well, thanks for presenting it on my show. This was wonderful. We had Jim Perry here talking about his new album, Dystopia. Get down to the station on June 19th at 1:30 for the CD release party and get a copy on iTunes, Spotify, CD Baby at jimperrymusic.com, or you can reach him on Facebook at Jim Perry. So thanks so much for coming in.